At the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, congratulations to Grace McLean from the Habersham FFA chapter, who just won in the area of food science and technology entrepreneurship placement. How do you feel?
I'm a little bit shocked right now at the moment, yes ma'am, but it's a huge honor to me and to our whole entire chapter as well.
Definitely. And tell me about your project.
Well, this all started in 2009 when my family first inherited the business from our third cousin. And like I said, it's family owned and operated. We have over 9 employees that work with us. It's a huge deal to my family as well. A bunch of hard work has been put into it, but it's glad to be rewarded for that as well.
Most definitely. And any highlights from your project?
Oh goodness, too many to say, but I would probably say biggest highlight is getting to make it to finals with the business in the area of food science and technology, and that would be something that I won with. That's a huge deal to me.
If you could name one lesson that you learned that was the most valuable to you, what would that be?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Biggest lesson?
Yeah, just, you know, one thing you learned that maybe about yourself or about the business, maybe you realize.
Take away you have from
the
Oh goodness.
I mean, is this now, did you realize maybe this is something that you'd like to continue on in the future?
Well, being that we had inherited the business, my family, it has definitely taken over a lot of our time. But my mom had mentioned selling the business earlier in the year, but I want to keep it in the business for generations to come. So.
All right, and if you could name one, who would be your biggest role model?
Oh, goodness.
You can say a couple people, too, if you want.
It would be Sarah Holmes. She is in Franklin County. She teaches at Jackson County, though. Free is probably one of my biggest role models, and my mother. Yes.
Awesome. And what does your future look like?
I would love to have a career in agriculture education. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Big thank you to National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. For FFA Today, I am Corinne LaRue.